WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has approved banning e-cigarettes to minors.
Before the unanimous vote prohibiting possession and consumption to those under 18, the council voted 4-3 against Blanche Brick's amendment restoring limitations on where adults consume e-cigs in public places.
I believe it's clear from the statements that we've all seen and read, from emails from people who have been exposed to this and found it. In some of the emails, people have testified they found the vapors to be more of a problem to them than the cigarette smoke itself was.
Brick's amendment, supported by Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilwoman Julie Schultz, was dropped last month following opposition from some business owners in the Northgate District. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Early enrollment numbers in the College Station School District shows more students than expected. Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says it beat last year's 6% increase.
As of the same date last year, at the same time, our average daily attendance is up 730 kids, which is 6.6%. To put it in perspective, over the course of the last 10 to 12 years, our average growth rate has been between 3 and 3.5%.
The number of elementary students is 300 over capacity, affecting 6 of 8 campuses. The district's 9th elementary, Spring Creek, will open next August. There is one member of the Bryan City Council who supports the proposed changes in the city charter. Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says if voters approve banning relatives of council members from being hired or serving as city employees, that should apply only to future positions.
I know that we can interpret this new charter to include and grandfather any employee of the city of Bryan and BTU so that no one will lose their job. And if someone does, that will not be my vote.
Councilman Chuck Condorla, also on the Infomaniacs, says lots of city employees will be losing their jobs if the amendment passes.
A lot to me is one is a lot. I think the figure is going to be a lot more than that. I know that a couple of council members have relatives employed by BTU. They'll be losing their job.
Condorla says city staff is in the process of quantifying that number that would be affected. The proposal would ban anyone within 3 degrees of a Bryan council member to be hired or appointed. A Brazos County District Court jury didn't have to decide whether a Bryan man was guilty of participating in a convenience store robbery last October. The jury did decide punishment of 17 years in prison for 19-year-old Nicholas Bokert II. The Brazos County District Court Attorney's Office said Bokert pleaded guilty before testimony started. A clerk working at the Gateway Exxon at University and the Freeway was struck on the head, unconscious, and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. A co-defendant, 19-year-old Jordan Krob of Bryan, is scheduled for a trial in November. A College Station woman is hospitalized in stable condition after she was hit by a pickup while crossing University in the Northgate District Wednesday night. Investigators say there was no evidence of alcohol, but they are checking other circumstances, including whether the 27-year-old pedestrian was in a crosswalk. The driver, who had no passengers, was in the process of making a left turn from Spence to University. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Unsettled weather conditions in the forecast, some much-needed rain also. Today we'll see sun give way to clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later today, 90. Showers and thunderstorms look pretty possible tonight. Some may actually produce heavy downpours, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll taper off tomorrow night, low of 70. Lots of leftover cloudiness Sunday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. Rutter had to sit through a rain delay much like A&M did as high school football started a day early, or day earlier than usual anyway. We'll have the high school football report. Aggie football coming up over the weekend against Rice, and an upset with Aggie volleyball knocking off the number six team in the country. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you about 6:50.
Fat rain today. It's fat rain day. Yeah. Heavy rain.
Love fat rain.
Yeah. We'll see. Some storms could produce heavy rain. 92 for a high temperature.
Hopefully about the time that I could get a nap.
After 1 o'clock.
That's about perfect.
Then tonight, if you're going out for footy ball or whatever, there'll be some heavy stuff going on in Northgate. Anyway, 70 will be our low. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. And get this. The low temperature tomorrow night.
I'm excited about this.
68 degrees.
Ooh.
With northeast winds at 5. You can wear your letter jacket. It'll be great.
Break out the wee hoodies.
Anyway, 87 for a high temperature on 78's the high on Saturday. 87's the high on Sunday. That'd be a great day for garage sailing.
Yes, it would.
Hey.
Are you itching to get out there?
I'm just saying, from a shopper's standpoint, what do you want? What?
Yeah, it's chubby rain.
That's it. That's, of course, it is.
Big boned.
Big boned rain.
Shop. Thank you. Garage sale shopping in the rain is the awesomest. Because there ain't nobody showing up.
Except for the diehards.
You can get that thing that you... Well, okay, what? I gotta elbow a 90-year-old guy out of the way to get to a chair? What? I'm okay with that.
This thing looks like it has some water damage. How much can you give me off of
but
it?
But really, I mean, you know, they've already put $12 on there on the masking tape, and it's raining outside, and you look at them and look at the price and look at them and look outside, and then you say, I'll give you $5 for it.
They just want to go inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott's already geared up scalping people.
Yeah. No, what? That's what it's all about, right? Well, I'm such a loser.
We didn't want to say anything, but okay.
Anyway, but just get giddy when we're going to get rain. This is okay.
So how much you asking on that Cuisinart?
That's right. Everybody go out there and turn off your sprinkler system. Maybe that'll make it, or maybe turn on your sprinkler system. That'll make it
rain. Wash a car. Somebody wash their car this morning.
Something like that. Usually when somebody shoplifts, it's important to get away from the scene, you know, as quickly as possible.
Isn't you talking about a scooter?
Yeah, but if you just don't feel like you're in the mood to walk and shoplift at the same time, okay. It's the reason that a woman is accused of shoplifting at a Michigan Wally World. And what she really did was, well, she drove away in her little motorized cart there to get away from the police. Obviously, the police said that the woman rode nearly 2 miles down the road from the store on the scooter with about $600 in stuff that she pilfered and stashed away at her getaway vehicle.
She probably thought she was home free.
Now, look, if you got $600 worth of stuff you stashed, that means you've gone in and out of the store a few times, right? I would think.
Well, it depends on what the item is.
Yeah, I guess. Cops said that they found her sitting on the cart, sitting on the $1,200 cart that she claimed she had paid for in full for the alleged stolen goods.
That said Walmart on it.
Explained the reason that she left the store on the scooter was because she'd called for a ride and didn't get one. And she didn't feel like walking. Oh, so it was their scooter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which made it all the better.
How long did she wait? You know, I'm just saying. And that's a great story. I'm thinking that those people, I don't know what town in Michigan it is, but they're dispatching a jet from Bentonville today to find out exactly how they're running that store. You know? It's gonna be a good that manager's going to be unloading stuff for a long time. Yeah. Major career move.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Yeah. And on the fourth time that she left carrying merchandise, what did you say to her?
The man in the commercial said, my insurance would pay it or I wouldn't pay a dime.
That's right. Exactly. I didn't know it said Walmart if that made a difference. This is the scooter I like.
Texas A&M Program on Healthy Aging, in conjunction with the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging, are excited to announce their Fall Prevention Awareness Day, September 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon. The event will be hosted by the City of College Station Parks and Recs program at the Southwood Community Center. Topics will include home safety, physical activity, the fear of falling, and medication management. Come and enjoy snacks and door prizes September 24th at the Southwood Community Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:16. It's September the 12th. It's day 255. We got 110 of them to go, according to my A&M Consolidated Math. It is National Day of Encouragement Day. It is Stand Up
Go, to... Go, Scott!
Hey, it's Stand Up to Cancer Day. That's a good one. And it's Chocolate Milkshake Day and Banana Day.
Those two things together.
Chocolate banana shake?
That's what I'm thinking.
That could probably work. But again, shouldn't bananas get more than a day?
Well, you already decried them for having too much sugar.
Well, I did, but they are
don't
very...
Don't go backsliding.
But they're very popular. And, there are a lot of people buy bananas, and I'm just, make sure they don't have spideys in them.
Provide affordable housing for spiders.
That's right. Okay, all right, we got birthdays.
Yes, we do. Andrew Luck, Heisman Trophy winner, and on his way to replacing Peyton Manning in the Indiana Colts organization,
now,
is 25.
Somebody told me about an interview. I was hoping it was going to be on YouTube, and it wasn't, but it sounds fascinating. And it was Mark Harmon interviewing Andrew Luck. And I think that'd be pretty cool.
I would agree with that.
Because Mark Harmon was an All-American college quarterback at UCLA, and it would just I think that would be kind of. But I couldn't find it on YouTube. Don't know where it is. But all right. Aside from that,
Alfie Allen, 28 years old from the soap opera Sword Show.
Yeah.
Annie Rossum is 28 from Shameless. Jennifer Hudson, American Idol loser but Oscar winner, is 33. Retired basketball star Yao Ming is 34. Reuben Studdard, who beat Clay Aiken and is now resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity, is 36. Mm-hmm. Benjamin McKenzie, 36, from the OC in Southland. Jennifer Nettles, the lead singer of Sugarland, is 40. Jason Statham is 47. Louis C.K. is 47. Ben Folds is 48. Nina Blackwood, one of the original MTV VJs, is 59. Wow. Peter Scolari, 59.
You know, Peter Scolari starred in that television show with Tom Hanks. Whatever happened to his career?
He's done a couple other things with Tom Hanks.
As I said. Yeah.
Neil Peart, drummer and the guy that writes the words for Rush, is 62. And Linda Gray is 74 years old.
Oh, you missed a lot. Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis, 71 years old. I know you got to be older.
I love that song.
Yeah. Jessica Seinfeld, her claim to fame is... being married to, Jerry Seinfeld. Greg Gutfeld. I like this
guy. I do, too, a lot.
Such a great guy.
He's funny. Anyway, he's a Fitty. He's on the show called The Five. Is that right?
Yeah.
Red Eye?
And he does Red. Well, The Five is not the same show as Red Eye.
Red Eye is weird.
Oh, I love Red Eye.
Really?
Yes.
That's a little too weird for me. I tried that. I went, nah, I don't think I can do that. Anyway, all right, Saturday is Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. It's National Hollering Day. It's Fortune Cookie Day. It's Defy Superstition Day. It's Positive Thinking Day. And it's International Chocolate Day. A day for chocolate. Come on. All right, birthday.
Niall Horan is 21 from One Direction. I know your favorite band.
Yeah.
Ben Savage is 34 from Boy Meets World, and now he's on the new one called Girl Meets World, which is a big hit.
Okay.
My daughter loves it.
There you go.
Fiona Apple's 37. Joe Don Rooney, one of the greatest names in country music from Rascal Flatts, is 39. Stella McCartney is 43. That's Paul and Linda's daughter. Zach Starkey, which I think is funny. Ringo's son is 49. Yeah, they have the same birthday.
Okay.
Michael Johnson, 47 years old. He's an Olympic superstar. Jeffrey Ross is 49. He's the guy that hosts the roasts on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah.
He's either really funny or really not. Mm-hmm. It's never in the middle. The guy that started Megadeth. Dave Mustaine is 53. Gene Smart, 63, from Designing Women. Randy Jones, 62. He was the original cowboy in The Village People.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline Bisset, 70. Peter Cetera is also 70. David Clayton Thomas is 73. He's the lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
That's interesting. Two of the most distinctive voices
without question.
In pop music. David Clayton Thomas, who sang Jell-O commercials, too, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Peter Cetera from Chicago. All right, anyway.
Judith Miss Manners Martin, 76.
Uh-huh.
And Barbara Bain from Mission Impossible and was in space 1999.
Yeah.
Is 76.
Did you catch Ben Savage?
Yes.
34. Wow. And Saturday is the anniversary of Law and Order.
Really?
Law and Order started in 1973. I don't know if you knew that. No, 1990. All right, here we go. On Sunday, celebrate Cream-Filled Donut Day. Mm. Yeah, I don't think there's much that could top that. But we do have the Miss America pageant from Atlantic City. One more time before Atlantic City slips into the ocean because the casinos are leaving.
Yep. Right,
for birthdays.
Jessica Brown Findlay is 25. She's Lady Sybil on Downton Abbey.
Yeah, of course.
Andrew Lincoln is 41 from The Walking Dead. Nas is 41. He's a singer. Kimberly William Paisley is 43, Steve Martin's daughter in the Father of the Bride movies. Mm-hmm. A guy that's falling off his piles of money, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, really.
45 years old. He's got like three shows on the Oprah Network, not to mention all the Madea movies.
Yeah.
Dan Cortez, who's absolutely disappeared, is 47. Faith Ford is 50. She was in Hope and Faith, but she didn't play Faith. She played Hope.
Okay.
Melissa Leo is 54. She was in The Fighter and actually got an Academy Award. And I... for the life of you, can't tell you if she's done anything else. Mary Crosby is 55. She shot JR. Morton Harkett is 55, the lead singer from A-ha.
Of course.
John Barry, Your Love Amazes Me, country singer, is 55. John Bowser Bauman, Sha-na-na. I thought he was older than this. He's 67.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Sam Neill, 67, from Jurassic Park. And Walter Koenig is 73. He played Chekhov in the original Star Trek.
And Joey Heatherton, if you remember.
Yes,
her.
I do.
Just 70 years old. There you go, 622.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Obama says that ISIS is not Islamic. The Islamic State is not Islamic. Yet another example of the president's unwillingness to just even simply identify the enemy of radical Islamic terrorists. Now, throughout his presidency, we have seen this dangerous pattern. Fort Hood shooting is still considered workplace violence. A war on terror was relabeled overseas contingency operations, man-caused disasters. Now Obama is saying that ISIS is not the Islamic State and not a state without a vision. He fails to understand that this not a state has more territory than any terror group before it, number one, and number two, has a vision of a worldwide caliphate. What part of that doesn't our president get?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so everybody has at least one room in dire need of updated window coverings. For us, it was the master bedroom. And that's the one I covered with butcher paper because I dreaded blind shopping that much. Now, fortunately, my wife and I, we went to Blinds.com and the problem was solved. We were so blown away at how easy they make it for us do-it-yourselfers to measure, order, and install that now even if you mismeasure, they'll remake them for free. You get free color samples, free expert advice, and free shipping. That's Blinds.com. Their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com. Hey, if you're like most Americans, you're not getting the level of relief that you expect from your pain reliever, I've been using a great product that really works for my pain, and it can help you too. Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it provides powerful pain relief directly to the site of the pain. Now, it sprays on clear, it dries fast, delivering two pain fighters that last for hours. Called Salonpas Jet Spray, and you can look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's Salonpas Powerful Relief when and where you need it, and it's available right now at Walmart.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
A possible deal for a beer maker. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Pabst Brewing could change hands. The Wall Street Journal says the owner of the company is in talks to sell the beer maker to a group that includes the private equity firm TSG Consumer Partners. Besides Pabst Blue Ribbon, Pabst also makes Schlitz, Colt 45, and Old Milwaukee beer. New treatments for obesity could be available soon. The Food and Drug Administration has approved an orexigen therapeutics weight loss pill called Contrave, and FDA advisors say the Novo Nordisk diabetes drug Victoza should be approved for a secondary use to treat obese patients. BNSF freight trains will continue to have at least two crew members aboard. A railroad union has rejected a deal with the railway that would have allowed just an engineer on trains that use tracks equipped with technology that can stop trains remotely in the event of a problem. Stock market ended mixed yesterday. Futures are fractionally higher this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go. 92 for a high temperature today, and got a chance of some storms that will produce heavy rain. It'd be after 1 o'clock this afternoon. High again, about 92. Then tonight, 70s are low. It'll be a 60% chance of rain tonight, as well as today during the day. Then tomorrow, chance of rain is 30% with a high of 78. Tomorrow night's low is 68. On Sunday, still a 20% chance of rain hanging around. 87 will be our high, but 72 will be the low. Monday night, we're looking at 73 for the low, so pretty nice. Won't be cracking 90, it looks like, after today, at least for the next 4 or 5 days. Again, right now, we've got calm winds, 88% relative humidity, and it's 77 out there.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 13th annual banquet, Speak Life, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
These truths that God was love, security, and consistency had made their way into my heart because of the work of Christ through SOS.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Great creative ideas don't just happen by chance. They're the result of some very specific strategies and tactics. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Covita Insurance Services is an insurance agency. Benefits, pricing, availability, and insurance companies vary by state. Policies contain limitations, exclusions, waiting period, termination, and renewal provisions. Call for details.
Honey, did you know that when Jamie's father passed away in that accident, his Social Security only paid her $255? The funeral alone cost her over $10,000. If anything ever happened to us, I don't want to leave that burden to the kids.
We won't, dear. We have a $25,000 guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance policy through Covita Insurance Services. And it helps with all kinds of final expenses like funerals, credit card debt, and medical bills.
That would have really helped Jamie.
And with guaranteed acceptance, there are no health questions or medical exams. Rates will never increase and benefits will never decrease. Plus, there's even a cash value benefit.
What about our age?
Anyone between the ages of 40 and 80 qualifies, and you can't be turned down for pre-existing conditions.
Talk to a COVIDA licensed agent today at 800-256-0610. That's 800-256-0610. 800-256-0610.
How creative a person are you?
Creativity is the ability to look at the same information as everyone else and see something different.
Michael Mihalko, author of the book Cracking Creativity, says much of creativity is in your attitude.
One company, we randomly selected employees from different departments, and then we told these employees that we selected them because we have discovered that they are the most creative employees in the company. Well, within 1 month, the employees that we told they were creative were coming up with and suggesting 90% more ideas than the other employees who were told nothing. It was a change in attitude.
Michael says real creative thinking isn't just coming up with that one great idea.
One of the most common characteristics of creative thinkers is quantity. All geniuses produce. They produce incredible quantities of ideas. And one way to get yourself to produce a quantity of ideas is to give yourself an idea quota. Whenever you're looking for an idea, give yourself an idea quota of, say, 60 ideas. Now, Thomas Edison, when he hired assistants, would always give them an idea quota and an invention quota. His own invention quota was one major invention every 6 months and one minor invention every 10 weeks.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. E-cigarette sales and possession by minors has been banned in College Station.
A unified city council quickly approved the underage prohibition, but that was after a 4-3 vote against limiting adult consumption in public places. Supporters of Blanche Brick's motion included Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think it is a public service that we need to do. It is the right thing to do to ban this in public spaces.
Julie Schultz added it was an emotional and personal decision.
I'm not normally someone who wants to step out and put in regulations where they don't need to be, but this one in particular, this is the stand I need to take.
James Benham voted no, in part because there are no laws on the federal, state, or county levels.
I don't believe in banning big sodas because they're bad for people with caffeine and sugar. And I don't believe in banning this yet until someone superior to us has actually issued an official opinion.
The council majority, who included John Nichols, Carl Mooney, and Steve Aldrich, were satisfied with letting staff continue researching where adults could and should not consume e-cigs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This fall's enrollment in the College Station School District has exceeded plans for the second straight year. Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkel says they plan for an average increase of 3.5%. Last year, numbers were up almost 6%. The early numbers this year indicate an increase of 6.6%.
So to have these two big years back-to-back really says something about how that growth is being amped up.
The number of elementary students is 300 over capacity, which means some are in portable buildings.
Six of our eight elementary campuses are at or over capacity. Two of them are not quite there, but with the rezoning, that'll all be redistributed and shuffled out, especially in that high growth area there, right in the middle of town where we're building elementary school number 9 or Spring Creek.
College Station school board members will consider final action on new elementary school boundaries when they meet next Tuesday. Two members of the Bryan City Council not only disagree on the merits of a proposed change to the city charter, but how it would be interpreted. Bryan voters will decide in November whether to ban anyone within 3 degrees of a council member from being hired or appointed to a city position. Chuck Conderla, who is an opponent, says if voters approved, he expects it to be in court for a long time.
I think that's unconstitutional that you would have a job, you could be, you know, 2-3 years away from getting retirement, and then because you are related to me in a third degree, you lose your job. We have staff looking into how many they exist. There are a lot. You have seven council members in a town this size, the third degree of affinity, and we all know Kevin Bacon to the sixth degree. Let's say you're related to me to the third degree. You might not even know that.
Rafael Pena, who collected petition signatures in support, says current employees and volunteers could be protected.
The charter, as it's written, does not say any employees will be fired. And if any employee is to be fired, that's because the majority on council interpreted that to be. The way the city can interpret is to grandfather in all the employees who are related to the third degree of consanguinity or affinity.
Comments from Pena and Condorla were from WTAW's The Infomaniacs. Two other proposals would ban council members from voting on issues where a campaign donor gave at least $250 and would also prohibit council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. Bryan police responded to a vehicle burglary report where the victim said he walked up to his unlocked Mercedes and found the suspect inside.
We had an officer very close to the scene who was there before the suspect was able to leave.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was Wednesday night in the parking lot of Z Islander Apartments on Welburn Road. According to the arrest report, the suspect got out of the car and told the victim he had found the driver's license and Blinn ID on the ground. The victim also got back his car keys and laptop. The suspect told police he worked for the rapper Juicy J and was told the Mercedes was left for him. Instead, 18-year-old Ryan Roghair, who also lives at Z Islander, was arrested for burglary of a vehicle. A woman crossing University in Northgate Wednesday night was struck by a pickup. Police say the 27-year-old from College Station is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was not hurt. Investigators are still determining whether the pedestrian was in the crosswalk, among other circumstances. Alcohol was not a factor. The driver was making a left turn from Spence to University when the pedestrian was hit. The book tour of State Senator Wendy Davis reached Austin, where she faced protesters and embraced supporters.
We want Abbott!
A dozen or so Greg Abbott supporters outside of the Davis Austin book signing, referring to questions Abbott had about the ethics of using a book tour to promote her campaign. Inside, the emotions were significantly different, especially when Wendy Davis first met Carol Wall.
She read my story during the filibuster, and she writes about it in the book.
At this point, my daughter was going to die, and it was only a matter of time, and if we could avoid having her heart stopped, then that is what we prayed for.
Wall says she cried too when she realized the impact her daughter's life was having on so many. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And U.S. Senator Ted Cruz says he walked out of a speech Wednesday night after audience members booed his comments in support of Israel. Cruz was speaking at the In Defense of Christians dinner in Washington when a small but vocal minority started shouting.
I will say this.
You speak for yourself.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews,
no,
then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Afterwards, Cruz said that when faced with hatred and bigotry, he had no choice but to walk off the stage. Before leaving, Cruz called anti-Semitism an evil that was evident and told the audience if they won't stand with Israel and the Jewish people, then he won't stand with them. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
With the Aggies playing such a late game kicking off at 8 o'clock, that means I've got the whole day to finally catch up on some stuff, not to mention a little rest. But thanks to the gang at Suddenlink, I'll be able to watch exactly what I want to watch because I've managed to save some stuff up in the DVR. Suddenlink is faster and better and easier than it ever has been before. They've got high-speed internet, 15.0, for as low as $35 a month, and it's highly recommended by PC Magazine. Plus, Netflix even ranks Suddenlink's high-speed internet higher than DSL speeds. They've got a 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee, so you don't have to worry about it, right? It's money back. And there's no contract required, which makes it even better. You're not going to get locked into some long-term deal like you do with a satellite. Don't be disappointed. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever by switching today. You can head down to the Suddenlink store because they're right here and the customer service is done in the state of Texas as well. So you're going to talk to somebody with a familiar voice. It's 4114 East 29th Street. You can drift in and say hey, or you can check it out online. It's even easier there than ever before, too, at Suddenlink.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking for $15 and $20. Public pay parking lots are located off University Drive in Stotzer, near the Bonfire Memorial, Veterinary Medical Center, Bush Library, and Central and Northside parking garages. There are free shuttles that run the mini campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle to and from Post Oak Mall. For more information, please visit the new destination Aggieland app or transport.tamu.edu.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
641, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Frontal system is stalled out over the state. Over the next couple of days, we're going to try to draw some moisture off the Gulf of Mexico and into the region, and that should lead to some beneficial rainfall. The problem is we've got a high school football game tonight to get through, and then we've got a game with AMM and Rice tomorrow. That takes place tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., and there could be some showers around for that, too. Today, clouding up, maybe a shower, thunderstorm 90. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, lows 70 to 75. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's well documented. David Bailiff and I are good friends. We were neighbors.
So there's a little insight to the Rice team that Coach Sumlin may or may not have. We'll share all that with you coming up in just a second. Coach Guerrieri gets yet another win. That's 13 in a row for the A&M soccer team. We'll have that plus Major League Baseball, football, and more coming up in sports and the high school football report, too. We'll do that for you here in about 9 minutes or so.
Yeah, something like that. So, Secretary of State, first, the president marked the 13th anniversary of 9/11 by not playing golf. I know, still too soon. He did go to the Pentagon yesterday, ceremony there. He's suddenly becoming a big, strong American president in the last 48 hours.
And you know what? If he ever actually becomes that, I will absolutely support him.
Well, and that's fine, but there have been so many missed opportunities.
Oh. Don't I know it?
Certainly could have been a uniter rather than a divider. But, you know, also part of the problem is the people who you surround yourself with. And, you know, I can remember, I thought it was ironic at the time when they brought Dick Cheney in to try to figure out who the vice president should be for 43, and they came up with Dick Cheney.
I think I'd be good at this.
Yeah. But, I mean, part of it does have to do with, you know, do you have your act together? Have you been here before? Have you done this? And you look at, what was it, the CIA station chief in Baghdad that they inadvertently outed? Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was this administration. Time and time again, they trip up on their shoelaces. I mean, it's truly amazing. And at some point, you do need to surround yourself with people who have a level of gravitas. I guess John Kerry's about the most gravitatis guy we got because he looks like Lurch. But we didn't have.
So, are you saying we need Morgan Freeman in the White House?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. He'd do a lot better than anyway.
He already was on Independence Day. That's right.
So we didn't have time to do this story yesterday.
Sorry, that was Bill Pullman. Yeah, I'm off
it was Bill. That's okay.
Rails.
Yeah, Bill Pullman's not quite as gravitatious. Anyway.
Now we're just making words up.
So this is what happened a week ago, okay? A week ago today.
Now, Friday is different in D.C. Friday's, you know, info dump day.
Right.
They do that so that hopefully you're not paying attention because you're already getting ready to pack the boat up to go to the lake.
You're already at Northgate.
Or that, too. An administration official called the House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa's office last week with a rather odd request. The request was, could the Justice Department get some help in leaking out information about the IRS scrutiny of conservative groups? The caller was Brian Fallon, who is a top spokesperson for the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Now, why did he call Daryl Issa the Republican? Because he dialed the wrong number.
What?
He thought he had reached the office of Democrat Elijah Cummings of Maryland and said the department wanted congressional staffers to get some documents to selected reporters so that officials could comment on them, quote, before the majority did, end quote.
What?
I mean, a leak? He dialed the wrong number.
Amateur hour would be a badge of honor at this point.
I'm saying. So after the ISIS spokesperson replied that the oversight committee staffers would have to look at those documents first, the line went silent. After being on hold for about 3 minutes, he said the guy who had called from the Justice Department was, quote, audibly shaken, according to the account of the conversation. The justice official said, well, now there's been a change in plans and no documents will be released on Friday. So, yeah, that's amateur hour. That's who we're dealing with.
Heavens.
Yeah. So you talk about being called in. Talk about getting a see me OB. Had a posted note on his desk the next morning. Anyway, so that's who we're dealing with. Now, kind of interesting. All the latest world turmoil seems to be helping the Republicans as we approach the midterms. A Gallup poll now shows that the Republicans, who have for a long time, in the perception of the general public, been better able to protect the U.S. from international terrorism and military threats. At this point, 55% of U.S. Americans chose the GOP on this issue, 32% side with the Democrats. Okay, my A&M consolidated math tells me that's 23%. That's pretty significant. Widest Republican advantage in Gallup's history of asking the question. Now, Republicans better not screw up if they're given the confidence to do this, but I find it interesting that just traditionally, and I think every time the question's asked, the Republicans are perceived as being able to better protect the country. I mean, how disquieting is that? If I'm in Democrat leadership, I'm going, hey, maybe we need to kind of get people around here a little more confident in our ability to be able to protect the United States against terrorism and military threats. But, you know, if they choose not to, that's their choice. But a record high spread as we get ready to head into the midterms, see how that works out. And, yeah, that's about it. Timing is interesting on this. CIA out with a new assessment regarding the strength of ISIS. Suddenly, they believe that there are between 20 and 31,000 fighters that are available in Iraq and Syria.
That is a large JV squad.
I was going to say, that's a big junior varsity squad right there. So, and again, these are the people who the CIA was saying, oh, maybe 10,000 fighters. I mean, they were saying that the last time they came up with these numbers. The spokesperson said this new total reflects an increase in the members because of strong recruitment since June following the battlefield successes.
Do they have a band?
I don't know. Yell leaders? Cheerleaders. They'd have cheerleaders and pom-pom girls. But there you go. CIA suddenly decides, oh, well, okay, maybe there are a lot more of them than we thought.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 13th, it's hay bale gardening. Learn about a simpler, easier way to garden that cuts weeding time and reduces wildlife pressure. We'll see you this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's something especially joyous about a bed filled with blooming flower bulbs in late February or early March when temperatures are still cold and before your other spring flowering shrubs and annuals have really kicked to their peak bloom. It just isn't Texas in the springtime if you don't have bulbs to enjoy. But you have to plan those plantings now. I'll be back with details after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Bulbs need good drainage. You want to choose a location where water won't stand after prolonged rainy spells. Then work the soil to encourage additional drainage. The old theory is you can always add water, but it's a lot harder to subtract it. Planting beds that are raised by several inches above the surrounding grade generally work best. You can use a glyphosate spray. Now, that's a glyphosate-only herbicide. Your nurseryman know what you're asking about. You need to use that as your spray to kill existing vegetation, especially turf grass. Give it 10 or 12 days to do its job, then you can go to work. Some folks like to mix bone meal with their soil prior to planting. That's never been high on my agenda, but I guess if you want to do it, you can do it. It won't make a big difference. You need to decide initially just what look you're trying to achieve. There's something especially cheerful about a clump of nodding little jonquils blooming with the first hints of warmth in mid-February. You can get a lot of charm for your dollars by investing in those little beauties. The secret with daffodils is to buy early flowering and smaller flowering varieties. Most of the big hybrid types will bloom later, and they don't rebloom year after year. You get 1 year of good bloom. With the smaller and earlier types, you have much greater chance of their returning. You want to buy quality bulbs. You'll see some bargain priced collections in home centers and national chains. Chances are very good that you'd be getting inferior bulbs of lesser varieties. You need to buy from a local independent retail garden center in most cases. You may run into the phrase double-nosed in descriptions of specific bulbs, especially daffodils, and that means you're getting two distinct bulbs. So you can expect two different flower stalks as the two plants establish and start to develop. It's a little more for your money, and it's generally a good sign of quality. A few nurseries now offer their bulbs pre-chilled, and that's really important with tulips. They need an artificial winter if they're going to bloom properly in most of Texas. Plant the bulbs 2 to 3 times as deep as they are tall, and then water them in well. You can interplant with pansies if you'd like. Oh, and one other tip on bulb planting. Don't space them in long straight rows. Cluster them in natural groupings and put them together, close together, almost touching one another. That'll give you the best bulb display. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Much like the Aggies last week, Rutter had to sit through a lightning delay in Bastrop, but they already had the lead and built on it after they resumed play. They went on to thump Carter Creek 48-20. Now, that was last night. Let's see what else we have on tap tonight with Zach Taylor and the High School Football Report.
The Navasota Rattlers have come hard out of the gate this season, starting out 2-0 and outscoring their opponents 128-13. Coach Lee Fedora knows it'll be a much more physical task tonight against 1-1 Cold Spring Oakhurst.
Coach Barbey is an outstanding coach. He's done a great job of that program. It kind of reminds me playing in the 70s, I guess, because it's smash mouth, and that's what he's going to do. His goal is to run it down your throat. What we've got to do is we can't allow them to have big plays on first down. We got to get them in those type of downs where they're going to have to change it up and throw the football, which is not their comfort zone.
The Rattlers and Trojans take the field at 7. Pregame starts at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. The Bryan Vikings, who are coming off a big 35-29 win over Conroe last week, host Temple this evening at Merrill Green Stadium. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the 1-1 Wildcats.
If you watch their offense, you think it's RG3 three or four years ago at Baylor. You know, Coach Bradlin and Coach Browse were big buddies and have coached together and worked together. It looked like you got the Baylor offense out there, and that's what they try to emulate. So our defense will be tested, and they spread you from one side of the field to the other and try to pick on you.
Kickoff is tonight at 7:30 with pregame starting at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Tomorrow it'll be A&M Consolidated in action, hitting the road to take on Fort Bend Elkins. After being ranked as high as second in the preseason state polls, the Tigers are still looking for their first win. Coach Dave Raffield hopes his guys will be able to improve their chemistry tomorrow against the 2-0 Knights.
It is the last non-district game. From here on out, it really does matter. And so we need to come out and be all in sync on both offense, defense, and special teams.
Pregame starts at 5:30 with the 6 o'clock kickoff. Broadcast will be on Peace 107. Rounding out area play, Brazos Christian will try to remain perfect on the year when the Eagles host Bay Area Christian tomorrow at 7. College Station and St. Joseph have the week off. Remember, you can follow all of your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your High School Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. We'll hop over to Aggie Football as they've prepared all week for an experienced Rice team. And Coach Sumlin notes a little something about the Rice head coach.
It's well documented. David Bailiff and I are good friends. We were neighbors, pretty much, lived in the same neighborhood. You know, they're going to challenge us with, you know, our eye discipline like we talked about, with play action, with giving some different motions and things like that defensively. And then offensively, you know, that's where he cut his teeth. You know, they're going to be tough. They're going to be safeties are going to fill in there. They're going to change it up. They're going to try to get after our young quarterback, and there's nothing in that program that says they're going to be the least bit intimidated coming in here to play us. They've had a bye week, Notre Dame, and a complete 2 weeks to get ready for us. We're going to get their best shot.
The exclusive Fan Zone broadcast starts at 5, pregame at 7, and the kickoff is at 8 o'clock, and it's all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M Soccer extended their consecutive home match win streak to 13 games with a 2-1 win over Florida Gulf Coast Eagles. Coach G. Guerreri was happy to get the win, but said the ladies were about a step off.
I thought that we played really well. We didn't finish off our chances. I mean, Florida Gulf Coast got two shots and scored on one of them. That's a pretty good percentage. We'd like to be, you know, clicking at that percentage. But I thought that our midfield looked as good as we've looked all year, some really good possession, some really good buildup, and just a half a step off here or there in the final third.
Aggie Soccer returns to action Sunday when they host Marquette and the Golden Eagles at 7 o'clock. Texas A&M Volleyball stunned 6th-ranked and previously undefeated Southern California, upsetting the women of Troy in their house on the first day of the USC Classic. A&M closes out the Classic this evening as they take on number 13, San Diego, at 6:30. A South African judge yesterday found Oscar Pistorius guilty of culpable homicide, or negligent killing, in the shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. He declared him not guilty, however, of murder. The prosecution is thinking about appealing the case. Playing 3 days after running back Ray Rice was released, the Ravens got a pair of touchdown passes from Joe Flacco and rolled past their rivals Pittsburgh 26-6 last night. Bernard Pierce took over for Rice, who had 96 yards on 22 carries and was part of a ground game that ended up with 157 yards on the night. In NCAA action from last night, Tyson Hill threw for 200 yards and a touchdown while running for 160 yards and another score, and number 25 BYU beat Houston 33-25. And in Major League Baseball last night, Houston had the night off, but 8 Angels pitchers combined for a 7-3 victory over the Texas Rangers to give Los Angeles its 8th straight win. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value.
replacement on all kinds of glass. You can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling from now to the end of the month. Buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value or $500 credit on your total air conditioning system. Hey, good chance of rain today. About 60% and a high of only 92. 70 for a low tonight with a 60% chance of rain. And some of that rain could be heavy. Tomorrow will be about 78 for a high. Rain still in the forecast. 75 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryant, 7 o'clock.